Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today. As well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Leanne Rhodes is making her first appearance on our program today. Leanne's going to talk with us not only about her journey to writing the book Rise Up, Shine On, but what it's been like for her to reflect on her life, what she's been able to achieve, and more importantly, what she's been able to overcome and how she's using that to be able to help to support others as well as empower them in their own lives as well. If you're just now hearing about Leanne and her book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get the book for yourself. But Leanne, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, Leanne, the pleasure's definitely all mine. So, of course, we'll be talking more about Rise Up, Shine On here in a moment, but I want to first talk about what this journey has been like for you. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only to look back at what you've been able to achieve personally, but also to realize how your story has been able to help so many?
You know, it's been an amazing journey. My whole life I have had so many trials and tribulations, and it used to be just the going joke of, you should write a book one day. And last year I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I put my mind to it, and I worked with a ghostwriter, Amy Brooks. She's amazing. And we got it done in 6 months, and it took off. And I had no idea when I wrote the story. At first it was going to be more of a healing aspect for myself and being able to just share my story with so many women who look up to me in my line of business now, to see what my journey was like. But I had no idea the impact it was going to make on so many women once they read my book. So once my book launched July 4th and everybody was reading it, my inbox was being, you know, blown up. People are saying, I cannot believe how quick I read this book. I'm not a reader and I couldn't put it down. And I'd run into people at conferences and they would come up and they'd start crying and they said, you have no idea how much your story has healed me and has allowed me to move past the circumstances in my life. And it's been so heartwarming to just know that my story is changing people's lives. And it wasn't just the initial thought process to, you know, heal myself, that it's actually healing others. And so I know that I'm on the right track. My journey is just beginning. It's been very positive.
Right. And that positivity is so important. And I think, you know, the big takeaway for me, Leanne, and I think it will be for our audience, is that it really doesn't matter where you begin. And as you go throughout the book, Rise Up, Shine On, you kind of show us that even as at a young age, that it wasn't about the circumstances that were going on around you. It really was about how you chose to respond to those circumstances. One of the things that was really interesting to me, and I have made a note of it to make sure I bring it up, is that in Chapter 3 of the book, because throughout the book, you're able to use these great quotes as you're kind of able to share your story. At the beginning of Chapter 3, the quote there was, always remember you are loved. How important was that for you to not only realize that there were individuals who loved you, but also the importance of loving yourself, Leanne?
You know, that was a really big importance, and I think it is in just everybody's life, too. We get in circumstances in our life where we keep thinking, why me, or why is this happening, or I'm all alone. And in reality, you're never alone. There's always somebody there that can brighten your day, somebody who, you know, cares about you and truly wants the best in you. And, you know, I found this at a young age in Chapter 3, and it makes you feel that you can go on. You can overcome anything that's happening to you because there's people who are your cheerleaders, even though, you know, they might seem like a shadow, but they're there. And there's people who truly want you to be successful even when you think the world's against you. Yeah, that was a really powerful chapter to see that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is it even shows that sometimes, unfortunately, you know, your biggest challenges can be literally close to home. I mean, you're very transparent, and we'll talk about the way that the book is written in a moment, but you're very transparent when you're in the 10th grade about, you know, the way that your stepmother, Elaine, as you call her in the book, you know, dealt with you. And it really shows the power of words and the things that she would say to you. And it wasn't just about being physically abusive, but it really shows how being verbally abusive, how how much that can scar an individual as well. Is that one of the things that you find yourself really sharing, especially with women, to not allow, you know, people to, for one thing, to diminish their power, but also not to allow people, by what they say, take their power away from them?
So, absolutely. So here's the thing. In life, people start to believe sometimes what they're told or what they heard.
Yeah.
You know, so they've picked up on some, whatever they believe in, you know, their heart, I can't do this, or I'm not going to be good at this, or maybe they're right. And they hold on to that. And they use that as fuel to self-sabotage themselves, when really it's just a mindset, and it's a change in your mind that it's not going to, you know, happen overnight. But eventually, if you use that negativity or somebody, you know, talking down to you, saying that you can't do this, you can't, you know, you're not going to be able to do this, and you're not worth it. It comes down to knowing your worth, and everybody is worth it. Everybody deserves to have a life that they love, and use that fuel to be amazing and do the opposite of what everybody tells you you can't do. And not only are you going to find that success, it's so rewarding to just prove everybody wrong and say, you know what, you can do it. And it just starts with believing in themselves. And I wanted people to see that sometimes you might be the only one that believes that you can do it, but that's all that matters. That's all you need.
Right. I think that is it, and I think that is a big lesson for all of us to realize. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're joined today by Leanne Rhodes. She's the author of the book Rise Up, Shine On. She also is an individual who runs a website, designingthelifeyoulove.com. We're going to talk more about that as well, Leanne. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about the way that the book is written, because as you shared, you work with a ghostwriter on the book, but you guys decided to tell the story in third person versus in first person. What I thought was interesting about that as the reader, of course, we were able to kind of get a more well-rounded view of what was going on around you. But what was it like for you as the person who experienced it, to be able to kind of step outside of yourself, as it were, and to be able to read about this individual who was going through these things and knowing that that was you?
So, you know, it's funny that you say that, because when we wrote this story, you know, I was in a very positive place when I went to write this story. And when we went to write it, I just told the story so naturally, with no emotion, no tears, no anything, as if, yep, this happened to me. And other people were so, like, taken back by it, like, wow, like, how did you overcome that? And I just acted like it was no big deal, and I'm over that in my life, and I'm healed. And my ghostwriter, when we would write chapters together, she'd be crying. And, you know, sometimes I would just chuckle and laugh, and not, you know, out of a hurtful place. But I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm fine. Like, I know that that seems sad, but I'm okay. And she says, gosh, I'm waiting for you to cry. And it wasn't until the end when I read it, and I read the last chapter, and the last chapter had me choked up. And I'll probably get, you know, a little emotional thinking about it now, but it was basically a sense of, wow, when I read it all together, and we would only write a chapter at a time, when I read it all together, that was a lot. That was a lot to overcome. And it was, you know, hardship after hardship and letdown after letdown. And somebody, you know, people keep saying, where's your rainbow? When's your rainbow coming? How much more can you endure? And at that time, as we were developing the story, it didn't really hit me until the final chapter. It's kind of like, wow, I did it. I rose above all those things. And I want everybody in their life to be able to do that too, because it's such an empowering feeling. And I didn't really get that feeling until we were finally done. And that's when I started crying. And my ghostwriter, Amy, she said, oh my gosh, you're finally crying a tear. And I said, yeah, you know, it's a happy tear. So yeah, it was a great healing process at the end to know that I did this. And I want other people to know that you can do anything, because I think that people use their circumstances in their life to define who they are or if they're going to be successful or not. And what truly matters is your past does not define your future, not at all. It's all about right. Hard work, and it takes courage. And, you know, throughout my story, you know, one of my favorite chapters, it says, you know, it takes courage and humiliation and strength and failure. And sometimes you just have to fail your way to success, but that's part of the journey. And I think, you know, that's what I want people to see, that I did it, you can too, and yeah, my tears didn't come until the last chapter.
Yeah. You know, but for some people, Leanne, and you probably have experienced this, you know, yourself, that there are some people who who hide their past, to hide who they are by the success, by what they wear, where they live, and they think that that overcompensates or at least shields them from what they've dealt with, the trauma that they've experienced. What made you to say that not only were you in a better place, but that you were willing to go there to relive it in a way by being able to write a book like this and to be able to share that experience with other people?
I think what happened was when I was attending Sunday school at an early age, I remember having mentors in the church, and, you know, they always said, you know, God will never give you more than you can handle. And I don't know why that always stuck with me my whole life. And, you know, I wanted people to realize that you can never get more than you can handle in life. And sometimes it's going to make your knees buckle. And, you know, what makes me always, you know, laugh and be able to get through any hardship is when I feel like I cannot go on, or if somebody else is feeling like they can't go on, this is too much that's happening in my life. Just laugh and just feel like, you know what? He must think I'm pretty badass because I can handle this and I'm not going to get anything else that I can't handle in life. So I just think thinking that somehow my story or whatever I'm going through is going to help in some way. And there's a reason everything happens in my life. And sometimes you don't know why. And I do think that people do hide behind that. But when you can open up and, you know, here's the big thing I've learned. Forgiveness goes a long way. And I think people hide their hurt because they're not ready to address it or talk about it, things that happened. But as soon as you do that, it's a healing process. And it doesn't mean that you forgive people for them. It means that you're forgiving people for yourself, because when you do that, it's very impactful. It's very healing for you. If you let those things just bottle up or you think that you're just going to tuck them away, they're going to come back to haunt you, and they'll hit you when you least expect it. But when you can forgive for yourself and let it go, it helps you grow and heal into the best possible version of themselves. And I wanted people to see that through my book, because as they read, they get this hatred built up inside of them, and they said, how do you forgive somebody who does that? But when you do, you're doing it for yourself, and you're going to feel a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Right. I mentioned the website earlier, Leanne, designingthelifeyoulove.com. That to me is a very clear indication that it really is up to the person. I mean, is that one of the reasons why you chose that title, to show them that it's really their responsibility, it's incumbent on them to be able to do the work for what they say they want?
Absolutely. You know, that I feel that I have designed the life I love. And you know, our company that we're with now, Pure Romance, they always tell us, you know, you can design a life you love. And at first it always seems so taboo, like, yeah, okay. But really, you are in control of your own happiness. You are in control of how you react to situations. You're in control of how much money you make or how much little money you make. You're in control of how you let people treat you. You're in control of the negativity or the positivity that's in your life. So when people realize that you hold that power, it becomes a very powerful concept. So, and it truly comes back to design a life you love, and it's possible. And the power is just in everybody's individual hands, and some people don't realize how powerful that is, that they are the ones in control of their own destiny and their own life.
Right. Right. You know, the other thing that you've been able to do when people go to the website, designingthelifeyoulove.com, is they're able to not only find out about the book and find out about you, but you also use other mediums as well. Social media is one of the things that you've been able to utilize, Leanne, and being able to share the message of the book and of your experiences. You've been able to do these great videos using YouTube. I mean, talk to us about that. What was it like for you to go from not just having words on a page, but also to be front and center, literally, in being able to share these messages in those videos and in your posts?
You know, it's been a healing process for me. You know, I think what happened is I thought that this book was just going to be for my bucket list and say, you know what, I did it. I wrote my story. I put it out there. But when I found how many people needed the content and the messages that are wrapped up in my book, it showed me that people need me. And it made me want to, you know, just give any message I could of positivity and radiate that into the world and let them know that I'm human. And yes, I look like I have the perfect life, but, you know, everybody has ups and downs, and that's just part of your journey in life. And I just wanted the messages that I've learned over, you know, my time as in 31 years to help somebody else. And so there's messages in different, you know, vlogs that I've done on my website that just have a very nice message that sometimes just people need to hear in their life. So, and you know, I do those, and it never fails. I'll get messages and messages back of, that's just what I needed to hear today. Thank you. And it just makes me feel like I'm put on this earth to radiate positivity in the world and show people that it's possible. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's possible. And that's what I just want to continue to do. And it helps feel real. You know, when I'm putting myself up there on video, lets people see that I'm a real person. It's not just a book. It's beyond a book. It's real things, real life, things that really happen. And I use those experiences to help other people in their life.
Another thing that you mentioned, talking about the book, Leanne, in chapter 14, I want to read a bit of this because I think it's interesting, the wording that you guys chose to use, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Again, reminding our audience, it is, you know, written in third person. The book says this: Leanne's life had decidedly taken a turn for the positive in every regard. She tried not to question her good fortune and instead focused on all of the hard work she was investing in herself and her career. She felt that she could maintain her blessings as long as she was willing to continue learning and growing. And then you wrote, Leanne was focused on the positive, so that's what she attracted. You know, I think that goes to a really bigger point about the mindset, Leanne, because, you know, as you were saying, and even talking about what can be done, what you've been able to do, what others can do, talk to us about the importance of making the decision mentally to do it and to realize what you're worthy of.
Yeah, so one of my favorite mentors that I listen to all the time is Les Brown. And, you know, filling your mind with that positive energy, whether it's through a mentor, whether it's through, you know, something that a podcast or a conference or anything. You know, Les Brown says that most people work on their day job more than they work on themselves. And it's a sad truth. It's going to take a repeated process of repeated habits done day after day. And it truly starts with a thought process. And every situation that happens in your life, there's two ways that you can figure it out. Are you going to think, you know, negative, why me? Or are you going to switch it to the positive of, okay, here's the problem. And, you know, I tell my team all the time, let's put our big girl panties on and let's figure out a solution, because there is a solution. It might not be the perfect solution, but there's a way that you're going to be able to turn this negative into a positive. And it truly starts with the mindset. And I think that's the difference with successful people and unsuccessful people. You know, successful people, they're going to look for a solution instantly. And unsuccessful people are going to sit there and just fester on the negativity and wonder, why me? Why is this dark cloud over me? And not really work towards a solution. And, you know, it comes down sometimes to being your own hero, and realizing that nobody's going to do it for you. And that switches your mindset to, I'm responsible for me. I'm responsible for my happiness, and there's no knight in shining armor that's going to come save me. It's going to be through hard work. It's going to take, you know, courage. It's going to be through failure and failing over and over again and failing your way to success. It's going to come through strength. It's going to come through humiliation, and that is when you're going to find yourself and realizing that you're in control of that, and it's possible, and with hard work, you're going to make it happen, but not to wait for somebody else to save the day. You're going to have to be your own hero sometimes. And right. It starts with a positive mindset.
I think that's it. I think that is the big thing for sure for all of us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, Leanne Rhodes is our guest. We're talking with her not only about the journey in her life that has led her to write the book, Rise Up, Shine On, but also how she's been able to show others as well how they can be able to do just that. She told us a little bit about how this journey began for her to be able to not only to be a source of inspiration for others, but also to empower others as well along their journey. So what is your hope, Leanne, when the person finishes reading this book, what is your hope that they will be able to realize about what they can start doing beginning today?
You know, when people put this book down, I want them to say, wow, if I thought my life was bad, if I thought the circumstances that I have in my life were bad, you know, I can see that Leanne had situations that it might have been way worse, or Leanne had situations that were so similar to mine. And if she can do it, I can too. You know, if this person can endure heartbreak after hardship, after letdown, after disappointment, and still come back fighting and realizing that her worth is more, then I know that I'm worth more. And I want people to see that it's possible. And I want them to start writing those goals down that they have in their life and making them a reality. And that's going to take hard work. It's going to take you know, the insane courage. It's going to take the believing that you are worth it, even if you're your own cheerleader sometimes. And I want people to just walk away feeling completely empowered that they can do anything they put their mind to. And it starts with a mind change, and it starts with believing in themselves, even if they have to be their own hero on the days that they feel like they have nothing left to give. And that's what it comes down to. I want them to walk away feeling inspired and ready to go make action and make change in their own life to live a phenomenal life.
Well, there you go. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand about the importance of doing just that. Again, everyone, Leanne Rhodes has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Leanne. Again, she's the author of the book Rise Up, Shine On. And definitely she has a great social media following for you guys to be a part of. Leanne, let our audience know how they can be able to not only find you, but also, of course, stay connected with you.
Sure. So my website is, as you've said before, designingthelifeyoulove.com. And on there I have video vlogs. I have lots of takeaways and messages that can inspire and motivate women when they're having a bad day. There is a way to get an autographed copy of my book. There's a purchase tab on that website that they can click to have a personalized copy messaged by me with a personal message inside. And I sign them all, make them personal, mail them out so they can get a personalized signed copy by me. They can check out all the reviews on Amazon. So the book is on Amazon, Rise Up, Shine On. And they can check the tons and tons and tons of reviews on those. They can find me on social media. I'm completely transparent with my life. My page is public, and they can find me just Leanne, L-E-A-N-N, last name Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, and it's hyphenated Ickes, I-C-K-E-S. So they can find me on Facebook. They can friend me. They can follow me. They can watch my, you know, live videos, watch my journey, how, you know, I'm going through life with my business and my family, and follow the book that way. They can find me on Instagram. So it's Leanne Rhodes 1 on Instagram. Those are all that they can email me. If, you know, if they're feeling that they need to email, I answer all my emails that anybody responds. So it's Rise Up Shine On. And that's it's Rise Up Shine On at gmail.com. And my Instagram, sorry about that, is Pure Romance Leanne.
All right. So make sure you all are staying connected with Leanne. She says she's all over social media, so you can definitely find her. If you're on the site, you can definitely find her there. Leanne, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Definitely want to thank our good friend at DK Walker for setting up this conversation with us for today. And want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Leanne, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.